Space Crime Conspiracy by Gareth P. Jones. Read by David Thorpe. Part 1. Stanley sits down on the hard plastic chair opposite Detective Inspector Lockett. There is a video camera pointing at them. A younger policeman called PC Ryan stands in the corner. Stanley thinks that D.I. Lockett has kind eyes, but PC Ryan makes him nervous because he keeps looking at him oddly. Lockett smiles sympathetically and says,
"I need to ask you some questions, Stanley. I need to know where you've been for the last 7 days."
"I already told you. I was in space," replies Stanley.
PC Ryan lets out a snort of laughter. D.I. Lockett throws him a stern look, then turns back to Stanley.
"The officer who picked you up said you were covered in a kind of white dust. Why?" "It was ether dust. You get covered in it after teleportation. It's harmless, but it gets everywhere and you end up picking it out of your belly button for weeks afterwards." "Where did you get your jacket from?"
Stanley is wearing a navy blue military jacket made out of a material she has not seen before.
"General Patang gave it to me." "Whereabouts does this General Patang live?"
"On the good ship Gusto."
"In space?"
"Yes. On the other side of the universe."
"You've only been away for a week. Wouldn't it take longer than that to go that far?"
"I went through cut space."
"Cut space?"
"It's a seven-dimensional universe that runs alongside our own four-dimensional one and allows you to travel millions of light-years in a fraction of the time. Professor Non Weber discovered how to use it. Before that, only..."